sing these songs of great hope in places where there is very little hope. So we just are so thankful for that opportunity and for your faithfulness. Appreciate that. If you would, turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs chapter 27. A question arose dealing with outreach, more specifically evangelism. And the question is posed something like this: how do we show God's love to those who do not believe without compromising the truth? I guess part of what they're asking is can you demonstrate God's love and still proclaim God's truth? Because clearly your desire is to minister to these people and not turn them off. And how do you do that? Well, Proverbs chapter 27 tells us this in verse 5. Better is an open rebuke than love that is concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. Now, if you would parallel this to chapter 26, in verse 24, it states this: he who hates disguises it with his lips. He lays up deceit in his heart. When he speaks graciously, that's an interesting word, isn't it? When he speaks graciously, do not believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. What's interesting is that the text seems to be conveying to us that love always speaks the truth. It never compromises the truth. In fact, it is an act of love to do this, even though it may be construed as something harsh. Once again, look again at verse chapter 27, verse 5. Better is an open rebuke. That's somebody saying it like it is. It goes on and says, than love that is concealed. It seems to be conveying that if you don't say anything, you're concealing love. That which is transparent and that which is real and that which is genuine needs to be spoken. And more specifically, that which is true. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. Anybody can tell you what you want to hear, but a real friend will tell you what you need to hear. I'm reminded of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6, which says this: love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. So love, by its very definition, is that which tenaciously holds on to the truth and never compromises the truth. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 will say, speak the truth in love. Do it in a way that is loving. But to withhold the truth, you see, God is love and God is truth. The two are inseparable. So if you want to share God with somebody, you're going to have to include them both. And there is no compromising of the truth in that. To be clear, concise, straightforward, and yet loving is what God has called us to do, and is exactly what Christ did while he was here on the earth. To withhold, to compromise in any way, to soft sell it in any way, is not love. It's a good thing to remember. Father, we come before you this season, this time. You've given us doors and opportunities throughout the week and in the days ahead. Lord, our desire is to represent you appropriately. Let us not be ashamed of you. Let us not be ashamed of the truth. For that is what you're about. You are the way, the truth, the life. No man can come to the Father but by you. So to withhold the truth would be to damn those that we love. We cannot do that. May we love in word and in truth. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
75. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon Virgin, Mother and Child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heaven. Silent night.